Brexit, climate, plus news Apple will keep building a computer in the U.S. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Supreme Court of Britain just dealt a major setback to the U.K. Prime Minister's intention to drive through a plan to leave the European Union by the end of next month. The British High Court this morning ruled that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's shutting down of Parliament was illegal because it was designed to quash debate on his Brexit plan. Johnson is in New York for United Nations meetings now, where he was also trying to strike a trade deal with the U.S. to help make up for Brexit. Before today's legal setback, at least, he was set to meet with President Trump today. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what both sides want.
The UK wants more access to the huge American financial services market. And Prime Minister Johnson, an enthusiastic fan of Brexit, also believes leaving the European Union would free up his country to strike better deals overseas. A deal with the US would offer a big symbolic benefit, too, says Amanda Sloat with the Brookings Institution.
To be able to show that Brexit has freed up the country to be able to reach these types of economic arrangements outside the European Union.
And for President Trump, closing a trade deal also has benefits, says William Reinsch with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think he believes it will produce more trade. He wants it to produce more market access for American products.
Like chlorine-washed chicken, currently banned from entering the UK because of EU food regulations. But the UK's been reluctant to move on this. They may be more flexible over cutting tariffs on US steel. Whatever is agreed informally, formal trade negotiations can't begin until the UK has actually left the EU. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
The dollar is down, and the British currency, the pound, is up to just under 1.25 this morning. The UN General Assembly meets in New York on the heels of yesterday's UN Climate Action Summit. Leaders in the public and private sector have now detailed their plans to keep global temperature rise well under 2 degrees Celsius, that's 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, by the end of the century, the goal laid out in the Paris Climate Agreement. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The UN Climate Summit is a kind of check-in on the sidelines of the General Assembly, a way for governments to firm up their commitments to the Paris Agreement. But this year, climate is not on the sidelines. The climate crisis is more tangible, as is the need for money to fight it. A group of the world's largest pension funds and insurers has now said that by 2050, it will shift its $2.4 trillion in assets towards investments that are carbon neutral. That means they'll have to push the companies they invest in towards low-carbon business practices, or invest in different companies. The summit has also included calls for more money in the Green Climate Fund. That's a UN initiative that helps developing countries invest in resilient infrastructure and helps them reduce emissions. But in his closing remarks, the UN Secretary General said even more commitments are needed. He called for more complete plans from nations to reduce emissions, a halt to any new coal power plants, and more progress towards a price on carbon. During the summit, I heard one delegate refer to climate activist Greta Thunberg's speech as a, quote, declaration of war. Now we'll see if her call is answered as the UN moves its focus to other matters this week. At the United Nations in New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Europe has a personal data privacy principle called the right to be forgotten, a legal ability for Europeans to get sensitive information wiped off of internet search results. Well, a French law tried to toughen that, but this morning the top court in Europe handed Google's parent company Alphabet a victory. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman has more.
The French data regulators had wanted to make this a global thing. Once they've approved it, that's it. These things disappear no matter where in the world we look you up. Google appealed that and said, no, it should not apply outside of Europe. This is dangerous. We are on the verge of a massive sort of global censorship campaign here. And what's happened today is that Google's won. So if you have stuff delisted about you and I look you up in the US, for example, I will still see all of those listings.
Zoe Kleinman in London is a reporter with our editorial partner, the BBC. Checking markets, the FTSE in London is down 0.1%. Here, S&P and NASDAQ futures are each up 0.3%. Marketplace helps you stay sharp on crucial matters related to business, the economy, and money. And to help you do some numbers of your own, you can get your very own Marketplace Pencil Pack when you become a Marketplace investor today. It's a set of six pencils, each stamped with a favorite Marketplace quote, yours for a donation of just $5 a month. Support public service journalism and get your pencil pack today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There's news from Apple that it will continue to assemble its fanciest, most expensive computer in the U.S., specifically Texas, thanks to a tariff exemption by the federal government for parts made in China. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here.
We're talking about the newest version of the Mac Pro. It's a computer Apple has been making in Texas since 2013. The company was negotiating with the Trump administration over whether some of the Mac Pro parts would be subject to a tariff because they come from China. President Trump actually tweeted in July that Apple would not get a tariff exemption, but now it has. And so it'll continue to make these computers in Texas. If it hadn't gotten its way, it could have done the assembly in China, but then it might have had to pay a tariff on the whole computer.
And this big old Mac Pro computer looks like a brushed aluminum space heater. How much does it cost?
It's pricey, even for Apple. The basic version costs about $6,000, and the tech site The Verge estimated that once you add on all the extras, so upgrade your storage, get the monitor that pairs with it, you could be spending more than $35,000. So this computer is really intended for companies or organizations that need a lot of computing power, scientists, movie production houses, stuff like that. Keep in mind, the Mac Pro is an exception. Most of Apple's products are made outside the U.S., including the iPhone. And the ones that are made in China will face new tariffs in December unless the U.S. and China make a deal.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. Now, it's not clear what investigators are specifically looking for, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that federal prosecutors in California have opened a criminal probe into the electronic cigarette company Juul. Six people died and 450 got mysterious lung ailments after vaping, and health authorities are investigating. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.